This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us reflect on John's letter to the church in Thyatira. The Lord designates himself here as the Son of God and describes himself as having eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. God's omniscient gaze is upon the ways of mankind. As stated in Job 34:21, everything is kept under his feet and he reigns over all things, as mentioned in Ephesians 1:22. He dwells amidst his people, as prophet Ezekiel proclaims. Thyatira was a thriving business hub, as noted in Acts 16:14. It was customary to worship a relevant goddess for business success, placing immense pressure on Christian businessmen to conform. Those who resisted faced significant repercussions and losses. God commends the Thyatirian believers for their works, love, service, faith and patience, noting that their later works surpassed the former. Their commendable deeds, deep love for God, service to fellow believers, unwavering faith, and endurance in trials are praiseworthy. Their efforts for God have shown remarkable growth. However, God condemns them for tolerating a woman of Jezebel-like character who calls herself a prophetess. This woman led God's servants astray, enticing them to engage in sexual immorality and partake in idolatrous feasts, as described in 1 Corinthians 6 chapter. Despite living lives pleasing to God, they failed to take a stand against her teachings, allowing sin to infiltrate the church. God emphasizes the importance of rejecting false teachings and sinful practices within the church. Turning a blind eye to sin not only compromises the integrity of the church, but also leads believers astray. Those who lack discernment become ensnared in sin, forfeiting control over their actions and succumbing to immoral behavior. According to Genesis 4:7, sin waits a door to encroach. This is an abomination to God, and they cease to be God's children. But still God in His mercy gives time to repent. Despite giving ample time for repentance, the woman persisted in her sinful ways. God warns of severe consequences for her and those who indulge in adultery with her. He punishes her with sickness and threatens great tribulation for those who fail to repent. Punishment extends beyond individuals to future generations and families, as stated in Numbers 14:18. God, who searches minds and hearts, gives everyone an opportunity to repent. He encourages those who have not embraced Jezebel's teachings to remain steadfast and promises them power over the nations and the morning star, symbolizing Christ's fellowship and abundance of His Spirit. In conclusion, God urges the Thyatiran believers to heed the Spirit's message to the churches, emphasizing the importance of spiritual discernment and obedience to His Word. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you, Jesus, for this reflection. Lord, give us courage to reject wrong teachings in our midst and to be accountable for the strengthening of our churches. Lord, search our hearts and minds and set us right in your sight. I submit every listener to your presence, Lord. Protect them and shield them with your angels. I ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.